The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning. And what I'd like to do this morning, instead of giving a talk, is to see if you have any questions that you might have about practice or something relevant to what we're about here. And see if I can respond in some useful way. So I know it's a bit sudden, but anybody have any questions they'd like to ask or concerns they'd like to bring up? Yes, please.
When you're meditating and find yourself nodding off to sleep, what would you recommend?
There's a number of things you could do. I don't know which one you want to do first, but I'll give you a list of things. One is to consider whether you're getting enough sleep. And, you know, some people in our culture are more in need of sleep than they are in need of meditation. Sleep-deprived culture. So that's consider that. And the other is to look more widely at your life, not the meditation itself, but is there anything about the way you're living your life that might cause you to be sleepy? So some people are very, very susceptible to sugar surges. You know, I've known people who had donuts before meditating, and they felt really good for about, 20 minutes, and then they didn't feel very good meditating. Or maybe not getting enough exercise. And it's useful sometimes to take the kind of bigger picture, and especially if it's a regular thing. But then there's a question of what to do in meditation itself, and in a strict mindfulness practice, you wouldn't do anything about it, but rather you would be mindful of it. You would turn your attention around and just become very, and make that the focal point of attention. What it's like to be sleepy? What happens around your eyes, your cheeks? You know, what kind of fog brain do you have? What's energetically, what's going on? What's happened to your posture? What kind of thinking do you have? Just kind of explore the whole phenomena. Be mindful of it, and sometimes when you bring mindfulness to it, you wake up, you get clear because you're actually studying it. And even if you don't wake up and get more clear, you're at least addressing what the issue is. And part of the issue with sleepiness is to look at your relationship to it, as I talked about earlier. I've had war with my sleepiness and meditation. It's, you know, I could give you gory war stories of my relationship to it, mostly when I was on long retreats, when I was in Burma. I was in long retreats. I'd get up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and then we wouldn't eat any food after 12 o'clock at noon. And by 4 or 5 o'clock, I was starting to get sleepy. In the evening, I was really sleepy, and I thought it was a personal failing that I struggled with. I thought it was, you know, I was a terrible meditator, and I huffed and puffed and tried to overcome it. And until finally, I realized that if you get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and you don't eat after 12 o'clock, it's kind of reasonable to get kind of sleepy by, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 o'clock. And so then I became much more relaxed about it. And what I learned was that what was useful was not that I was clear and awake, but what was useful was that I was giving the practice the best effort that I had available. And the best effort that was available didn't look so good, but it was still the best effort that was available. And that's what counts, carries the day, not that you have to be so clear. So there's a lot to look at when you're sleeping, your relationship to it, what's actually going on physically, emotionally, psychologically. So that involves not changing anything. Then you can change things. And one of the primary things to change, and we talk about it, is that sleepiness can mean that there's an imbalance within us. And it can be imbalance between effort and calm. And if some people, when they think meditation is about becoming calm, And so they use meditation to soothe themselves. They're staying with the breath. They're kind of leaning into the breath to soothe themselves and get calm, often because they need to. So it's not a bad thing to do. But if that's what they think meditation is, at some point it's overdone and they're soothing themselves right to sleep. Or they get too calm and there's not enough effort. Sometimes when people get kind of, meditation goes relatively well for them, they get complacent. You know, it's all okay and things are calm and relaxed. And then they don't no longer make any effort. And so it's very important to have a right balance of effort and calm. And you don't want to have too much calm, too much concentration, if there's not enough effort to balance it. And if you have too much effort, then you might get agitated. So what's that balance? And so sometimes when you're sleepy in meditation, what's useful is to bring in more energy into the system. And there's a variety of ways of doing that. One way is to sometimes just sit up straight. You know, you sit in a chair, so maybe using the backrest. So maybe you don't want to use the backrest when you're sleepy and sit up straight and, you know, put more physical effort into the posture so the physicality is there. You can also use, some people open their eyes when they meditate when they're sleepy because they're less likely to fall asleep if the eyes are open. And it also brings more energy, especially if you can get some kind of bright, not painfully bright, but bright light shining into the eyes, it kind of stimulating and keep you from falling asleep. And then some people will bring a mental energy or effort in. And one of the ways, there's a number of ways of doing it, but just be a little bit sharper in the mind to be present for what's there. Look more carefully. And one way to do that is to use the technique called mental noting, where you say silently in your mind with one word what it is you're noticing. So, you know, if you're following the in-breath, you know, in the breath, in, out, or you hear something, hearing. And so whatever it might be, you kind of note it. But then if you're sleepy, you note it with a little more energy. So maybe a little bit louder in your mind, not much more, just a little bit to kind of overcome the sleepiness that might be there. And the last thing about sleepiness, you know, if it's a regular thing, ongoing thing, sometimes sleepiness is a form of resistance. And the resistance, you know, it's a reaction to something. And so, you know, boredom can lead to sleepiness. Aversion and fear can lead to sleepiness. I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to look at this. It's being overly stimulated by our inner landscape can be people fall asleep. It's like children who fall asleep. The old babies fall asleep if they're overstimulated. You know, you put them into a very loud environment and the kids will fall asleep, maybe because they're overstimulated. And as adults, you see it in meditators sometimes, when they sometimes have strong emotional releases, something coming up, or strong memories from the past that come up, they've been repressed for a long time. It's too much for the psyche to handle, and they just fall asleep. And so sometimes they're turning around looking at it to see, what am I avoiding here? And sometimes that very question, what am I avoiding, will if you know, might reveal to you, oh, this is what I'm avoiding. And so then you maybe turn, actually look at it directly rather than avoiding it. So it's a rich world, the world of falling asleep. It's fun to practice with it. It's, you know, it's a little bit of a drag. But it's even worse if you have those ideas that your meditation is supposed to always be pristinely clear and alert. The idea is to practice the best you can with what's happening in the moment. And it might be in the end, learning to be patient and equanimous about being sleepy is a very important lesson to learn. I've had to learn that. So, you know, late at night on retreat, sitting up and being, you know, the meditation doesn't look very good. My mind is wandering, I'm sleepy. And, you know, I was very judgmental about myself and treating it as being a terrible thing. And I was terrible. And eventually I learned, I'm just sleepy. And that's all. And and when I sit there, my mind wanders. I'm not so present, and that's not like meditation isn't working as well as it is earlier in the day in the retreats. It's not a problem. It's just what it is. I just try to be mindful and be present for that the best I can. So to free yourself from the reactions to it and be equanimous with it, at the same time not being complacent with it, not be overly accepting, just, oh, it's all fine, and I'll just drift off. Make some sense? Well, That was a long answer. I hope that was okay. And some of you don't have that problem, right? So, okay, well then. Okay, maybe that's enough. You have something that maybe has a quick answer? You're going to wait? Well, you know, it's time to stop. We have 2 minutes, so it's up to you. Let's wait then. And one of the I'll say this about sleepiness. This is an issue for me mostly on retreats around sleepiness. So I don't think I have much experience doing this in daily life, sitting meditation. But sometimes when I'm sleepy in meditation, my mind just kind of won't kind of work to be mindful. I kind of fall asleep. My posture slumps. And there's no chi, there's no energy in the system to hold myself upright, you know, just like, you know. And then the primary thing I do in mindfulness is I focus on my posture and I sit up straight again. And then I try to be present and kind of drift off, sit up straight. And it stay there. And it takes effort, it takes mindfulness and effort to keep the posture good. And it's not like this great, beautiful spiritual experience of being with a breath and floating on a cloud of joy or, you know, anything. It's just like, Gil, keep your back straight. Stay, keep straight. And I just keep doing it, coming back to that. And then at some point, something kicks in because I do that. At some point, then the chi or the energy in the system, the vitality kind of kicks in. And then it's not an issue. I don't have to make any effort anymore to hold myself upright. And then I'm there, and then my meditation changes. But I've had that experience enough times that I just take it as part of the process. I don't see it as a problem, and okay, that's what's happening now. I don't have the energy. I don't have the alertness, and I keep slumping. And the best thing to do now is just to practice meditation on having good posture. Okay, so we have time for our